from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, April 1st. Following a fire last weekend on Carnival Freedom, the ship has debuted a modified funnel again. If this looks familiar, it was the same look that Freedom received back in May of 2022 after the funnel went ablaze at the Grand Turk Cruise Center. Now, despite these setbacks, Carnival Freedom is set to return to Port Canaveral this week. Carnival has not disclosed the financial impact of the two cancellations. Carnival Freedom sails 4- and 5-night cruises from Port Canaveral when it's not in dry dock. And last Sunday, a group of passengers were left in Miami unable to board their cruise on Carnival Horizon, which led to a dispute between cruise passengers, the travel agent, and the cruise line. The travel agent, Monica Faulkner, blamed Carnival for canceling the bookings last month, whereas Carnival pointed the blame right back to the travel agent again. Now, once at the pier, the travel agent told the over 24 passengers that they would have a cabin and she was going on board to handle it, only to never return and sail off with the ship. The agent said that the issue would be rectified as soon as the funds are released. However, the victims are skeptical they'll ever see a dime. The cruise got back over the weekend, and I'm sure there will be more to this story. And if you're sailing on one of these 7 ships, this next story may apply to you. Norwegian Cruise Line has announced adjustments to just a few 2025 itineraries impacting sailings on Norwegian Epic, Norwegian Jade, Pearl, Spirit, Norwegian Star, Norwegian Sky, and Viva. Now, these changes are attributed to various reasons, including high demand for Panama Canal and Bahamas cruises, unrest in the Red Sea, scheduled dry dock maintenance, and full ship charters. NCL is planning to release these new itineraries starting next week. And following the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas has also changed its home port from Baltimore down to Norfolk, Virginia, impacting its current sailing and upcoming cruises. The next 2 8-night Bahamas cruises starting April 4th and April 12th, as well as for those on the current 12-night Southern Caribbean sailing, will all start and terminate in Norfolk. Now, this move mirrors Carnival Cruise Line's similar shift of Carnival Legend to Norfolk because of the collapse. And the market was closed on Friday for the observance of Good Friday. It reopens later on this morning. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Monday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.